Wednesday.
Hello.
Hello, hello. What's going on?
I was just cooking a piece toast.
Cooking a piece of toast? How do I text
for Yom Kippur?
I know, happy Yom Kippur.
Is it supposed to be happy? I thought it was. You're supposed to wish your people a miserable one, Kippur's.
So you know what's so fucked up is I'm like binging. Oh, geez, I'm recording this all in a voicemail to Andy Melton.
Well, he is fat.
But what? How do I text him? God damn it.
He was really so offended that you didn't add him to his friends.
He's on my friends list. He's psycho. What is he talking about?
All right.
Do you think I called him right now?
Can you hold on while I grab my piece toast? I got cashew macadamia peanut butter.
Oh, my favorite.
Just
I'm
talk
starving.
To yourself. I have a poem. I have a poem that I want to read to you, and it's brand new.
Will
so
you
hold on.
Tell me how to text Andy.
Yeah. Put on your thinking cap and pretend you're not an idiot while I go get my toast and figure it out.
Ugh.
There she pops.
Andy, it's Rachel. I'm trying to fucking text you through Skype. There's like, I don't know how to text you back. God damn it. I'm so fucking stupid. Ugh. Okay, bye. Okay, now I figured it out, I think. What are you doing, XOXO? Oh, I did it. What the fuck is wrong with me? I'm typing that too. Fucking mad.
Hello?
Hello, fucking tard.
Okay, are you going to let me read my poem or not? We'll start with the poem. Poem. Will you let me?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, good. It's the kind of poem, I mean, normally I wouldn't eat during a poem, but
it is Yom Kippur,
right? So it's special and it's a Jew thing. Now this
having a binge too. Go ahead. Sorry, we'll talk about my binge after you're done. Go ahead. Well, poetry. Go.
This poem was written exclusively for me, but not by me. Okay,
nice.
So it was written by Roger Small, and it's called "Post Gastric Bypass Love." You ready?
Yes. Do you care if I'm chewing while you read it?
Oh, I give a fuck. Just don't interrupt me, but you can chew.
Shut the fuck up.
Dance with me, my mongoloid bride, between these three walls of our trailer. For tonight we celebrate your hospital liberation and freedom to wipe your own arse without a mop. We airlifted you to freedom, like a cow in a swimming pool. Gracefully, you swung like a sweaty Eros, blubber insulating you from the pylon. That fried black pudding that took away your freedom. That one more mayonnaise bucket that took away your dignity.
I could eat a bucket of mayonnaise. Go ahead, sorry.
That fireman that cut away your bedroom wall, they will never take away your love nor your abdominal catheter. You were always a glutton for pleasure, no matter what vapors were given off. Sure, customers were eating behind the curtain, but who cares who craps in buckets these days? Waddle closer, sweet buffet queen. Pull down your compression stockings, for legs and eggs are on the menu tonight. Your varicose thighs spell out our destiny. Come on up here.
Is that Trotsky?
Yeah. The tarp once used to haul your arse to the clinic, we now roll in together, capturing rogue fluids.
Ew.
Your body rippling naked. Come on up. Between the twinkling lights of the pinball machine, the creases where mushrooms once grew, now guide my hands.
Oh, that's so gross.
Shut up. The creases where mushrooms once grew, now guide my hands to apply cream to your sores. May this rent-free vehicle serve as a future home to our beautiful hybrid offspring, Mississippi, John, and Skip, all named from where they were conceived.
Oh, God. That's
I don't
amazing.
Get Skip, but okay, maybe Skippy peanut butter. Who will eat this flaccid Ivan? Who will eat this flaccid Ivan, flat like the tires of our home? now springs proud like a diving board as you dangle suspended on the harness of rubber. Sure, we'll have onlookers for the next 5 minutes, but the dodging community were always welcome. Rubberneckers, whale watchers, truckers, and hoggers all have front seats to this coliseum of passion. For now our love can blossom, thanks to a simple routine bowel operation. Baby, I'm addicted to your crack, so hit me with fiber mustache, biatch. You can snap now. It's okay.
That was like almost as long as Homer, the Odyssey, or the Iliad, or some shit.
But much better.
It was very good. I liked it. I give it a 10.
Liar. I'm going to do
no,
it.
No, it was. I thought it was kind of funny. The grossest, best part to me was the mushroom part.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to do it. He wanted me to do a video of it for the Slam Idol poetry contest, so I will.
Well, if you do and that person wins, you better get some of the prize money. It's a lot of money.
I've already entered. I mean, in a different poem, I didn't win. How much is it?
I don't know, but... Oh, Slam Idol. Never mind. I was thinking of something else.
I know.
That's Simon Toon, Slam Idol, right?
No.
That's just for fun and love. Okay, mm-hmm. do you want to know what I'm eating right now?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's so good. I feel like I'm going to cry. Cold Stone ice cream.
Wait a second. You can't eat that.
Why?
Because they're supporting Proposition 8. They're trying to make... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why'd you tell me that? Are you serious?
Well, the people that started the company support it, and they gave $10,000 to it. I don't know if that really matters to the... Because they sold the company. But go ahead. Tell me what you're reading.
Well, I don't even know that. But luckily, I never, ever go there.
I'll
but
still
I did
jack
today.
My cunt off to your food.
Have you had the cake batter ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking in love with that.
When I go to Cold Stone, even though I don't go anymore.
Me neither now.
I get one of their pre-designed mixes.
That's what I'm having right now, birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's cake mixed with sprinkles and brownie and fudge syrup. And guess what? My birthday is in 1 week from today.
I know. You've told me like 8,000 times.
That's bullshit. I told you once.
Twice.
Twice. You're right.
Every
twice.
Week you Tuesday. Told me.
Okay, well, on Price is Right, I still would have won. One beats 1,000.
That's it was moronic. So I want you to know something. That okay, show, what you did, was truly the worst show I have ever experienced in my life.
So what? I know. I told you it was before the end of it.
However, what was I saying? I forgot. Oh, yeah. However, we got 49 comments.
I know, because we're the fucking greatest.
I really need 50, though. It really upsets me that I didn't get 50.
I'm going to go leave you one right now.
Yeah, you have a lot of fans and, well, yeah, I don't know.
A lot of haters, too.
Yeah.
You know what?
Nobody said anything about the fact that I used Joan Rivers to introduce you as a tranny, and that kind of...
That was really good.
That bothered me.
Me, too. That was brilliant. I'll give you props. That's what I'm going to make my comment about right now.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. This ice cream is so fucking good.
Okay.
I can't believe someone put cake batter in ice cream. It's so brilliant. Listen, I had a car wreck this weekend.
Oh, no. You okay? So,
yeah, but I'm on muscle relaxants a little bit.
Oh, how unusual. A drug on... With Rachel Cann on drugs on my show. I can't believe that. I can't believe that would happen ever. Now, seriously, what were you on? Are you taking the crystal meths?
No. Oh my God.
Because
God
everybody
damn it.
Agreed you were on drugs last week.
Okay, not everybody. And second of all...
Everybody.
Crystal meth.
Even Matt Burgess, who likes you, said you're on drugs. So, what's the story?
But they never said meth.
I said meth, because Reagan does that. So, William figured maybe you were
no,
doing it
with
doesn't.
Him. Don't say that.
I know. He doesn't do meth. I'm making shit up, so fuck you. Tell fuck me what you were on, though. You were on heroin, right? Isn't that what the poets do? Heroin? Heroin?
They love that H.
Heroin. Silent H. Heroin.
Except for, like, what was the word you added? What you said really nice with the H in the poem. Oh, whales?
Quet whales, yes.
Very nice.
I was videotaping today, and I did a lot of work today, all for no money, of course, or very little. So I videotaped two of my new art shows, since I'm going to Miami for 2 weeks, I had to get ahead. And then I videotaped my friend, David Sert is doing this new show called Haywired, so I videotaped the rehearsals so they can use it as a promo.
Good.
Not really. Everybody was sick. Everybody in that fucking theater troupe was sick, and they all coughing on each other. So now I'm afraid I'm going to get a Coca-Cola.
Well, you should take some emergency.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I know what it is. I'm going to go run out to the drugstore right now. Hold on.
Like, you don't already have some, you fucking yoga freak.
I don't. I'm healthy. See, the thing is, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This whole time, I've been recording a voicemail to Andy Melton.
I don't think
so. How can
so.
I erase it? Yeah.
That because it would be on my screen, too, if you were. I think.
Make it erase.
How do you know you're recording a voicemail to him?
Because I just saw a little window that said 15 seconds left for voicemail recording.
Oh, then it'll be done soon. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's a show. He's going to hear the show anyway.
I know.
Who cares? What are you afraid of
wasting?
Where are you wasting a carbon footprint of Andy? Well, Andy's fat anyway. It's not like he's, Oh, my God. Did you see Did you see this armless opera singer?
No, I don't watch TV. Where was it?
It's on the YouTube. And it's not just that he's armless. He has little fangs on his hands. I gave you the YouTube link. Are you looking at it?
He has little fangs on his hands.
Oh, it's disgusting, Rachel. Baby hand. Well, first of all, did you see the Saturday Night Live with Baby Hand? You don't watch that.
No, I don't watch TV. All I watch is Oprah.
Well, they did Baby Hand on Saturday Night Live, which I thought was pretty revolutionary. And then somebody showed me this. It's called Gute Nacht. Are you looking at it? It looks like it's fake, but it's not. Just skip to the baby hand. You don't have to listen to it.
Hold on. I got distracted leaving you your 50th comment. I forgot what it was supposed to be about. Wait, what am
baby
I looking at first?
Hand.
Oprah man?
I sent it to you on the link. Did you get the link in the Skype box?
Oh, I don't. Hold on.
Did you learn to work it yet? Can you work this? Mm-hmm. You know, I met somebody that was dumber than you last week. He couldn't even work Skype.
I don't know how to do the Gravatar.
Right. Well, go to gravatar.com. It's linked to your... Oh, thank you for the comment.
Thomas Kostoff.
Okay, just skip to the baby hand and say gross.
I'm not going to because I don't think it is gross.
You haven't seen his baby hand. It's not a normal baby hand. Most baby hands look nice. This is.
Are they going to do a close-up on his baby hand or what?
I don't know. Go to 43 seconds in. That's all.
Okay.
And she look at some baby
hand.
Okay,
I'm at 34, 35.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think he's fucking awesome, and he has an awesome voice. You don't understand. I'm not a fun person to talk about physical deformities with because, I just think we're all fucking freaks. I don't see any difference, between – I'm really weird that way. Do you know I started a whole exchange program with a school for retarded kids that was next to my elementary school? Because there was a fence between our two schools, and they had a way better playground.
No, but you're saying that he's retarded. That's very offensive.
No,
just
listen,
because he has a baby hand doesn't mean he's retarded.
Listen, I said retarded school in a flippant way. You're right. But it was kind of fucked up because it was a school for kids who had learning disabilities, severe learning disabilities specifically, or disabilities blindness or deafness, which have nothing to do with ability to learn, or physical differences, right?
Baby hand.
Or baby hand. I'm sure he got to go to a normal school, Matt. Jesus Christ. My point is, I don't really...
Baby hand.
Freak out on that guy. I'm looking at him. I'm staring right at him. I think
well, but that, answer me this. Would Miley Cyrus be as famous as she is if she had those kind of baby hands?
Probably more famous. What about Bree Walker? Did you ever see Bree Walker, the news lady out here? She had some crazy, thalidomide baby hands.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. She's totally hot. Look her up right now.
How do you spell it?
like, it's, yeah, I'm like, her serious, like, the disservice the universe gave her was her name,
I don't
not
see
her
my,
hand.
I'm looking at her. Oh, my God, are you kidding me?
Isn't that awesome, though?
Oh, no, it isn't. It's disgusting.
You're fucked up, Matt.
Especially since she's showing the hands, like, prominently on her hair.
Why should she hide? Why should she hide? Because, like, you don't think it's acceptable.
It's not because I think it's acceptable. I think it's disgusting. I mean, no, look, my vagina is disgusting, which is why we keep our vagina, and so is yours. That's why we keep them hidden from the world. When you have something disgusting, you don't show it to people. That's why children scream when they see baby hands. So,
oh my God.
You know, you have to be a little realistic. I mean, I'm glad she's a newscaster. I think that's great. Oh, my God. Read this. What does this say? Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, step behind the curtain if you dare and marvel at the Scorpion Queen. No regrets. Bree Walker, a former LA newscaster, used to hide her hands because of a deformity. Yeah, well, she might want lobster claw, they call it. That's a better word than baby hand. I don't know. She said Bree Walker, who was born with a congenital condition called electrodactyl, traditionally referred to as lobster claw syndrome.
You're so fucked up.
Now Walker has finally embraced her inner freak as one of the sideshow attractions on the dark HBO drama Carnival. Well, this is disgusting. You're making me want to lose my lunch. Thanks.
Being human is disgusting, okay? I don't see any difference. I'm sorry. That's just how I am.
Seriously, you don't?
If you saw, didn't you ever see that Twilight Zone where everybody has a crazy pig nose and then the pretty girl is the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Remember what Rod Serling said?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's all I have to say about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you? How come your boyfriend doesn't have baby hand? Why don't you get a boyfriend with baby hand or three penises?
If I fell in love with a guy with baby hand or three penises, I would.
But you didn't. Why not? How many baby hands people did you date?
Zero.
Then you're a bigot.
You're a bigot.
No, you're a bigot if you don't fuck them.
I'm not a bigot because I date all kinds of guys, though. Even though I don't date baby hands, I date fat guys sometimes.
What about deformed people? Tell me about the deformed men.
I've dated some people with some fucked up physical things, definitely.
Like what?
I feel bad saying shit. Let me think. Well, I'll say this. I've dated many people who would fall into the category of deaf and blind, including Christopher, who's deaf.
Christopher's
He doesn't even
deaf.
Know I'm talking about him right now, I don't think.
Shut up. Now you're making fun of deaf people.
No, I'm fucking deaf and so is he. Chris, come here, please.
Here we
Stop
go with
pretending.
The code.
Come here. No, he's saying I'm prejudiced against people with disabilities. Right. And I'm saying I don't
Chris is agreeing with
come
me.
Here.
He's agreeing with me.
Come here, please. Why? I want you to talk to Madge really quick and say hello and tell him that I am not fucking
well,
prejudiced.
Well, I guess
you
would have to be deaf. You did say that in the comments because that's the way he gets along with
Unless,
you because he can't hear you. Talk forever. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, listen. Here comes Christopher.
I mean, you're prejudiced against white guys.
I am prejudiced against white guys. That's true. Did you hear?
Yeah, English accents.
I'm prejudiced against. You're right. The only people I'm prejudiced against are white men of European descent. You're right.
Well, that's.
It's not just British.
What about my book? I haven't gotten it.
I haven't mailed it yet. I had a car wreck.
Oh. Yeah. So your car, what happened, and you?
Well, I was driving along Wilshire Boulevard, and this car drove sideways into me. Hold on. Chris, do you want to say hi really quick? He walked all the way over here.
Right? Hi, Mitch.
Hi, Christopher. How you doing? How are you listening? How are you translating my words? Because Rachel said you're deaf.
Here, hold on. I'm going to give him the headphone. Madge wants to know how you're translating the words since you're deaf.
She said, hey, Rachel told me you're deaf. You can't hear.
I'm going to say deaf, but definitely hard of hearing.
Is that how you can date Rachel?
Well, we actually just talked about that if I did get hearing aids, that maybe I would break up with her because I'd realize how obnoxious she was.
Maybe.
Yeah, she's already discussed this with me.
You know what she's going to do? She's going to light fireworks under your pillow one day so you lose your hearing altogether. Because it's the only way she'll keep you.
Mm-hmm. I do a lot of lip reading.
The vaginal lips? Shouldn't that be too hard with Rachel.
Yeah, I do that too, especially with Rachel. But typically speaking...
She has larger pussy lips than normal, right?
Yeah. And 1,000 yes. homos cried a single tear and vomited in their breakfast cereal.
I knew it. Well, I knew it. She would never admit it.
But, yeah, it's interesting in the house because we're both hard of hearing, so we're shouting at each other quite a lot.
But is it from iPods or is this something else? I mean, everybody's hard of hearing who has an iPod.
Why I'm hard of hearing?
Yeah.
I think it's I went to a lot of loud concerts when I was a teenager with no ear protection.
He loves the rock and roll, Madge, just like me.
Right. I got it. Okay. Do you ever hit Rachel?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fucking scary, Madge. I'm buffed.
Do you ever want to?
What's that?
Do you ever want to?
No.
Why not?
No, I haven't hit Rachel yet, but you know.
I'm fucking very strong.
But you've never wanted to?
No, I haven't wanted to.
What about if she doesn't shut up about something?
You know, because I'm so madly in love with Rachel, that everything that comes out of her mouth is awesome for me. So, you know, what can I tell you? That's what happens when you're blinded by love.
Wow. Seriously?
Seriously, yes. I would say about 99.9% of the time. I'm very happy with what Rachel's got.
And the rest, the other 0.01%, you want to beat the fuck out of her? Is that fair to say?
You're happy with what's coming in Rachel's mouth. But,
A lot of that is sleep, you know, that 99%. A lot of that, you're just sleeping.
So. Yeah. But, you know, I'm into it. So what can I tell you? Someone wrote in one of the comments about the podcast was, I really like Christopher, but there must be something wrong with him because he's with her.
And my response was, he's deaf, Apple.
Right. No, it's true. I get it. Well, yeah. The audio, you really shouldn't read those comments, though. Those aren't nice, mostly.
No. But, yeah, it's all good. What are you eating?
I got a secret chocolate from my
drawer.
May I speak with Rachel again? Because I haven't been tortured enough.
All right, darling. See you later. Bye.
Bye, Christopher. Thank you. What are you eating now?
Hello?
I don't believe that he doesn't want to beat the fuck out of you. I mean, I do believe it. I just don't believe it.
Well, because he's probably scared to say that because, I mean, I'm psychotically buffed right now.
Listen, so what'd you do this week? You got in a car wreck because you were under the influence of meth. What else?
God, I was driving straight and the car drove right into me. This girl's on her way to a wedding.
Oh, my God.
And I hurt my neck. I'm really fucked up.
But you were wearing your seatbelt?
Of course, thank God. Although it almost ripped my right tit off my body.
Did the airbag enlarge?
No.
No?
No, I deployed.
What kind of car is this?
It's like an 04 Ford Focus, please.
Oh, Fords are shit.
I know. I'm still alive, so shit.
Can we talk about patheticness on my part? I'm broke. Yeah. And I have no money coming in and then kind of come in.
So, me too.
I mean, it's true. I get little tiny jobs that you know, added up, you know, don't even cover a month worth of mortgage.
I know.
So it's the hard knock life for us. I was telling a friend the other day, she's selling her house, even though she's voting Republican, she's got to sell her house before it forecloses. And I said, you know, God wants you to be broke because we really need a new, we have it. It's been a long time since Oliver Twist. It's been a long time since Annie, Little Orphan Annie, and then Annie the Musical and Oliver the Musical. We need a new musical about poverty in America, right?
So Oliver is about England, you idiot.
Excuse me?
It's not about America.
Okay, well, I know that. I know it's not about America, but Annie Sophie. Is. Annie was. You're so insecure about your show tunes that you think, like, you have to prove something to me. You don't have to prove something to me. And I was thinking about the show. You know what pissed me off more than anything last week? That what? You thought I didn't know who Peaches was.
That has nothing to do with show tunes, but I know I was.
That has a lot to do with it, because you're the one that said, I can't believe you didn't think I knew the name of Dance 10 Looks 3 or whatever the fuck it was
at the ballet. Dance 10 Looks 3.
Because you thought you were so insulted, and then you asked me if I've ever heard of Peaches.
Which is
insulting on many levels. Number one, it's because you obviously have never listened to my show in 3 years, because I've played Peaches like 5,000 times. And the other thing is, you think I'm just dumb. You think I have never heard of somebody that amazing.
I don't think you're dumb. I just think you're old.
I am old. But I think if you're going to be on this show, which is fine, you should at least listen to my show, I don't know, once a month. And I'm not talking about when you're on it. That doesn't count.
I do listen to your show, but I will listen to more.
Liar. It's okay.
I have.
Everyone
I have
lies.
Listened.
You have listened to my show. Well, that's really, you know, that really is completely a closed argument. I get it. You know, that's great.
I'm going to listen to your show more. I will.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like defending myself.
I mean, really, it's only really your... I mean, there's like, basically, I've been doing like only two shows a week. It's like, and one of them is you. The other one this week was some trannies at the restaurant. So I've been real...
I know. Why'd you change the picture? I just noticed that when I put my comment up. Why'd
you
change
the picture? What are you talking about?
I thought there used to be another picture for the new podcast. I thought it was a different picture at first.
No, I put a picture on every podcast, every different episode. There's not.
I know, whore. I'm not that stupid. I'm saying
Modge
Podge. I thought that not ours, the one after ours.
Oh, the one that's just generic East Radio.
Yeah, but I thought I had some other picture at first.
No.
Well, there you go.
But it did have a different name first, which was by myself.
But see, I pay attention. It.
No, you didn't, because I never didn't have a different picture.
I knew something was different.
So what about being broke and pathetic?
Yeah, it totally fucking sucked.
And the inevitability of death.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The inevitability of death combined with being unemployed. What do you think? Thoughts?
That's the only good part to me.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's something you can count on.
Yeah.
It's got to be at least as interesting as here.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just think it'll be interesting.
But you say that as if you're certain there will be an observer.
I believe there is an observer. I do believe that.
Who is the observer, or what is it?
The true essential self.
Is that you?
The true, when I can de-identify with my other impulses, yeah.
But do you believe it's you as you are now without a body? Or do you believe it's this unified consciousness or what? What do you?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, when I finish my binge, I just found this chocolate bar I hid in my bedside table.
Now, do it while you're Yom Kippur binging, because that's your atonement. I don't know.
Mazel.
You can chew on this show and eat. I mean, and talk.
This is what I think. Well, not what I think. I'll share this story.
Okay.
You know, that it's like a Rumi quote, I'm sure, where they says, you're a drop of water in the sea, but you think you're all alone. I'm obviously bastardizing the quote, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You're a drop of water thinking you're alone, but really you're part of the whole ocean. Blah, mm-hmm. blah, right?
Yeah.
Well, all I could say is recently, like I would say in the last 6 months,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have those weird kind of dreams when you're falling asleep. They're like quick, weird, trippy dreams that yeah. are like, you know, just one of those fucking weird dreams.
Right.
And I had this dream where I was like thinking about, but like I could totally comprehend it. And I felt like really good thinking. I sound like such an idiot. I'm just going to shut the fuck up. I'm over it. Forget it.
Just go ahead. No, for once you actually weren't. Usually when you sound like an idiot, you don't have any idea that you are, which is like
no, I do know that. I do know. I don't care. I'm a fucking fall
okay,
guy.
Okay, then finish the fucking sentence.
I'm your fall guy. I'm the tall guy. I'm Jeff Goldblum from The Tall Guy with Rowan Atkinson.
I'm not going to let you veer off the subject. Continue.
Fine. Okay. Well, I had this, like, one of those weird dreams, and I was like, it was like I was receiving a – do you ever get a dream where it's like you're going to school?
Yes.
Like you learn something in your dream? Not like an anxiety dream where you go to school without underwear on. I have those too, although I haven't since like
you
I
learned
was 15.
Something?
You know?
I don't know. I have a really hard time remembering my dreams. I'll remember them for a little while. And so I don't know if I have. Every now and then
I'll have a really trippy dream where I feel like I'm getting some sort of information. Like sometimes it'll be weird shit. Like one time I had a dream that I was in a class learning how airplanes worked. And, like, who the fuck knows if it was correct, but it's, still like, a trippy thing to dream about. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's probably not – whatever. The point is, it was one of those kind of dreams, and I was, like – it was, like, this lesson I was getting that was, like, you think you're alone, but you're just one cell in a giant body.
Right.
It's like a skin cell thinking it's all alone, which is basically – you know, my subconscious plagiarizing Rumi, let's be honest. That's why I put the
Rumi
quote
first. Don't worry about
Rumi.
I mean, but Rumi's not the only person to talk about that. So
I know, whore. I'm just making my point. It's not like I'm saying something that fucking revolutionary here. Obviously, tons of people have said it before. But something about when I had the thought in that moment was like really clear. It was like, ding, like I totally got it. And I had this really good feeling. And so I think there is a unified consciousness, to go back to your earlier question.
Okay.
I mean, whatever. It's a pretty thought. Like, I like that thought. That's a nice thought. You know what I mean?
No, actually, I'm in kind of in the same line. I was just curious if you've thought if it was a unitary consciousness, or if you were talking more like sort of the traditional afterlife, like, well, Rachel Khan is there without her body.
Well, I was actually thinking more along, well, say somewhere in between those two.
Okay, but see, Rachel Khan without the body would be horrible.
Why? Because I could fucking haunt you and fucking show up and be like,
no, because I'll be dead before you, that's for sure.
Who knows? I could have died in that car accident last Saturday, and I still don't even know I'm dead, like Sixth Sense, and I'm just like walking around, like thinking I'm alive, but really I'm dead.
That would have been great. And then I would have been able to go to bed early.
What if right now you're like having a fake podcast where you're just leaving an empty space because you miss me so much because I'm dead, and then I'm like, think I'm talking, but I'm just like Sixth Sense.
Oh my God! You know, I've had such weird experiences in my life, and you reminded me of one. Have you ever had like an experience where something happened that was so tragic and horrible that you really just wished it away and wished you could go back in time?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I have. A lot of people have. But have you ever had it actually happen?
Where I actually literally time travel backwards?
Well, where it actually undid itself.
Can you give me an example in the form of your story that
it's
made
really
you think
hard
of?
To. I can tell you about a friend of mine who had an experience. Because
tell me about your friend, Matt.
My friend is a man. And I talk to men sometimes. I'm not just this Lilith Fair lesbian who doesn't have any male friends. You know.
You know, my novel I'm working on is about Lilith, not Lilith Fair, but the real Lilith.
The one that we don't observe because we're not observant Jews.
Yeah.
Okay, so, so this friend of mine had this huge crush on this guy.
Uh huh.
I mean, huge crush forever. To the kind of crush where it was like a school. I guess guy, if they're guys, I would say school girl, but if I was talking about myself, but since I'm not, I'd have to say school guy, crush.
Schoolboy is the term.
Schoolboy. Okay. Schoolboy crush on this guy. They, you know, and this friend of mine would go over to this guy's house, you know, and they'd watch these boring MTV videos, and never once could he get up the courage to, you know, make any romantic moves whatsoever. And, you know, and he was kind of, and the other guy, the guy he had a crush on was kind of, what do you want? The other guy was kind of, you know, a little bit superficial. So he thought, well, maybe the guy just doesn't like him, right? So fast forward.
Why did he have lobster claw hands?
No. So this guy goes on, low self-esteem, like me. My friends all have low self-esteem, except for you, of course. You have so
far. Oh, yeah, I'm so great.
So this friend of mine, he has a party at his house when his parents go out of town, and he invites this guy over and some other friends who, you know, would hang out occasionally. And, well, something happened in that
Hurry, the muscle relaxants are starting to kick in on this story.
Okay, good.
Get to the turning back time part.
So the guy came into the driveway, and he was bald. The guy he had a crush on was bald when he came to my friend's parents' house. No, it was in college.
Okay.
I just had a schoolboy crush.
I know. But he's still like hanging out at his parents' house.
My friend saw this guy who had a crush on bald, and he thought, "Oh my God, this guy is sick. He has the AIDS." Was his first thought. You know, he looked, because this is before the AIDS medicine and everything. You know, and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you would never want someone you love to be sick. Who would? Medicine. Whatever. Go on.
Right. But so they had this kind of sitcom-like conversation about it. Like, oh, my God. And my friend said to the guy, the bald guy, he said, "I can't believe it. I had no idea." He said, "Yeah, it's true. I was afraid to tell you." Right?
Uh-huh.
So my friend assumed that this person had the AIDS, and they thought they were talking about that. So there was no doubt about it. And then they had a nice, and somehow the fact that gap was crossed, for some reason opened up the romance between the two. Okay. So
yeah.
They didn't have a extremely intimate sexual experience, but they have had a limited one, right?
Right.
A limited one, meaning probably some oral sex without fruitions and that kind of thing.
Right.
So the next day,
oral.
He had slept over this friend's house.
Fuck him in the ear.
And the next day he said, "I can't believe you had, you know, I'm so, I just had no idea you had the AIDS." And his friend said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, you said yesterday that you had the AIDS. You said you just didn't know how to tell me." He said, "No, I didn't know how to tell you I was bald. So I just showed you." You knew it, of course.
You know what? That story, that is not really so much turning back time and making reality different as a Three's Company episode.
Well, that's true in a way, but please don't rain on my friend's parade and mine because I'm the one retelling the story. But obviously, it's not really turning back time. But in a fantasy kind of fun way, it is, because in my friend's mind, he really believed that. And when he realized that, he was so crushed that he really wished it away. He thought, if I could only turn back time, if I could only make this not the case, if only there was something, some reason why this couldn't be true. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe there's a misunderstanding. Yeah, whatever. But for whatever reason, the next day it turned out not to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But then the relationship ended. You know why?
Because he was fat.
No.
Because he was bald.
No, because he said, my friend said, the bald guy said to my friend, "Well, if you thought I had AIDS, why did you have oral sex with me?"
Nice.
And that was the end of the relationship.
Can I use that for a short story?
Can you steal it?
Not steal, use it, I said, as a short story plot.
I don't see why not, yeah.
Let me tell you something.
I don't believe
that really does sound like a company episode, but then at the end, it sounds like Beverly Hills.
It is a Three's Company episode, but it wouldn't be funny enough, though. That's the thing. Because there was no Suzanne.
I don't know.
I thought it was.
We'll see. But I'll tell you this. When I was young, when I was very, very young, because I'm so young still, even though my birthday is next week. me and Christopher are both very old. When I was young and I used to watch Three's Company, we were just talking about this recently.
Yeah.
Chris, remember we were talking about Three's Company recently?
Oh my God, enough with the code.
It really upset me. It would upset my stomach. I really hate comedies of misunderstanding really freak me out.
Trust me, I know. I mean, I felt the same way. I thought you and I have talked about this, but Three's Company was pure torture. Because
we've never talked about this.
Oh, well, I've talked about it with other people because I feel the exact same way. But that's the true definition of comedy, I think. Isn't comedy comedic misunderstanding? I think it means. Let's see.
A formula is one formula.
But
there's also physical comedy.
Yeah.
There's all different kinds of comedy. Come on.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, I mean,
it's a situational comedy. That's what they're called, sitcoms.
Right. Well, it was torture. That show was me pure too. Torture.
You know what other show freaked me out in the same way?
What?
The Flintstones was always the same plot like that. It was like a misunderstanding. Yeah, one person would hear one better. Word wrong.
The Flintstones was better. It had better characters. You know, the problem with Three's Company is it was just a piece of shit except for Mr. Roper because he made funny faces. The entire show was shit except for Mr. Roper's funny faces. And then he left the show and then we had Don fucking Knotts.
Mr. Furley.
But see, that's why people like vote for people like George Bush, because they're the same people that would like a dumb show like Three's fucking Company. And then she went on with, remember, Chrissy faked breast cancer in real life, and then she went on with the fucking Jazzercise shit? Abdominizer. Mm-hmm. She fucking faked breast cancer.
Go on YouTube right now.
What do you mean, go on YouTube? Like it goes away? What do you want me to look up on YouTube?
Look up the word Three's Company PCPA.
No, I can't handle it. I'll get a heart attack. I can't. I've been up too long. Seriously, don't make me do that. I can't.
What do you mean?
I can't watch anything about Three's
it's
Company.
It's not. Yes, you can. Trust me. It's me at 17.
Well, can you email me the link? Skype me the link?
Yes. I was afraid you were going to say that because I feel very lazy after my binge.
It's so difficult. Look it up. It's so difficult. I know. And by the
way,
we're actually we're going to end at 12 my time because I have to go to bed, which means we
only
have 11 more minutes.
Trust me, this will be worth it.
Okay.
I'll send you the link. It's like a total tranny wreck. Hold on.
Wasn't that funny, that one comment somebody left saying, Rachel is a screaming queen. He is awful.
I know. I got asked to be, it's so funny because since then, I got asked to be in this girl's, like, she's doing some movie about fucked up sex shit. Mm-hmm. And she's doing, like, all these things of, like, women who are, like, misunderstood. Like, a thing about a lesbian that no one believes she's a lesbian. I was like, no, you're not. You need help. You're not a lesbian. She's like, fuck you, I'm a lesbian. This story sucks. I'm over it. But they're going to have me in it as somebody who people think is a drag queen all the time, but I'm really not.
No, we think you're a man because you are. It's not a drag queen. There's a difference. The reason the Joanne Worley clip or the... What was the fucking bitch's name?
How do I text you, goddammit?
You are so stupid. I really can't handle it. Come on.
Okay, I'm looking at your picture in a Skype box.
God.
Pause, no microphone, camera, and more.
Look at where, do you see
send
where?
Start chat.
Yeah.
Here I go.
Paste it. Do you know how to paste?
Yes.
Oh, it worked. It's just
fuck
like,
off.
It's
just
because
like I don't
right
know
here
Skype.
With me. It's like you're right here with me.
Oh, you have no idea. That's your worst nightmare. I'll fucking haunt you
okay,
in your sleep like
playing.
A body witch.
Was that you? The guy walking around without a shirt on?
No, I am not a guy. That's my ex-boyfriend from when I was 17.
I like the pseudo the gay eroticism. Are they gay?
Well, I mean, aren't all guys gay? Tanner's out of the closet gay, yeah.
Is he real ugly and fat now because he looks Jewish?
No, he is Jewish, but he's not ugly and fat.
Show me a picture of him today.
Okay, I think the best part is how it's all calibration at the end.
Well,
it's
you're
like
the best,
worst.
You're the best actor in it because you're standing
oh,
sweeping.
Thank you.
You have the hardest role.
I'm wearing a Mr. Happy t-shirt in it. Okay, hold on. I'll find you some pictures. He looks exactly the same now, Tanner. He hasn't aged at all. Do you want to know something that's so fucked up about musical theater?
How come it only got 2.5 stars? I'm going to give it 5.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's brilliant work.
Oh, that's his blog. It says Tanner.
Yeah, go there.
Tanner.
See, hold on. I'll tell you some other good...
Looks like he's been hanging out with retorteds.
He has me.
Improv grandpa. Where's pictures of him, though? I want to see pictures of him. Sing us the song, you're the Tanner.
Go to
man.
Pratfall.
Huh?
That's him in old lady clothes, maybe. Go to Pratfall.
No, I'm going to go to... He has a Twitter. No, that can't be him. Ugh, I hope not.
This is really boring to talk about.
Who cares? Like, all we do is bore things. We're very boring people.
I have interesting things to say all day until I talk to you.
No, we have 7 minutes.
I feel like I'm going to fucking slit my wrist. I feel like the first live podcast suicide. Do you know there's forums you can go on that's so fucked up where people talk about different ways to kill themselves?
God, I remember one of these girls in my live journal. By the way, this is probably 2001, and she attempted suicide and posted the picture live journal. It was so scandalous and horrible. Like, she was had her head on the toilet with blood everywhere.
Oh my God. So are you sure it was real?
Oh, yeah.
I just farted, and it smells like something committed suicide in my ass. Probably Satan.
But this was when it was like the cam girl thing, and everybody, you know, there were these, she was a cam girl, and the cam girl was a very weird little genre or something, you know. They're just like these poor girls, and they'd make money doing it, but they'd have to stay home with these webcams all over their fucking house and take Prozac. Which is kind of like me, actually.
Yeah, pretty much. I was going to say, Lesbo.
God, no wonder I'm so pathetic. Is his name Tim Tamerman?
No, his name is Tanner Lagoska. I can't believe you're still looking for pictures.
Oh, I'm bored. Because I'm talking to you.
Ugh.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Do you know about... I was going to say something about suicide or cam girls or...
Let's sing a Little Red Corvette.
Oh, no, musical theater. Listen, so when we were at PCPA, where that video is from, one of the things we had to do was do like a musical theater performance piece that we had to work on all fucking year, okay, and then present for this showcase thing that was like in our professional theater that like our parents were supposed to come to see what we've been working on, okay?
And you did that?
Yeah, we all had to be in it. So we did the opening from Brigadoon. I was just talking about Brigadoon the other day with Christopher. I was like the most horrible. I mean, ugh.
How does but the opening of Brigadoon go?
It's just like this big musical theater number. And it's like they're setting up the fair, like the farmer's market, you know, and they're all.
It's like the market square. It's like a ripoff. It sounds like a ripoff of Carmen, the opera.
Kind of. Like, lots of fucking singing shows start that way. They're all rip-offs. But, yeah, they all ripped off Carmen, let's say. Fine. So, yeah, they're, like, setting up, and it's all this really cheesy hideousness. But what my teachers decided to do that's, like, the real curio of the story is they were like, okay, all the guys have to wear skirts.
Skorts?
Skirts. I wish they were skorts.
Oh, my God, skirts. I forgot to tell you I got fingered at the gym today. Go ahead.
Shut up. Are you lying? You're lying.
No.
Did you finger yourself, Madge? That's not the same as getting fingered.
No. No, but I don't know why. Something you said reminded me. Oh, the skirts, because then I realized I was thinking about this woman with these huge lips.
She Gross, was
so
shut hot.
No, I was in this jacuzzi. Now, the jacuzzi's co-ed, so it wasn't all funky. But I was in the jacuzzi after my yoga class, like I do, because the jets get my giant up real good. And I look at this woman, and she just had these perfect body. I mean, she was just like, she looked like an Olympiad, seriously. Like, just this perfect body, like this hulking massive lesbian. And then she starts swimming, and then this other girl starts coaching her, and I think they were intimate or something, because they're like, getting real close to each other. And then she's like, no, you do the, she wanted to tell her how to do like some sort of exercise where she only swims from below the waist, and had her arms on a doggy paddle, you know, a styrofoam thing. So she was swimming with her
kickboard.
Yeah. Kickboard. So she's swimming only with her ass. And you just see this incredible mountainous lesbian ass, you know, all perfect with all the cellulite and all the right place, you know, bulging, a little bit of hair oozing out. Perfect. You know, just, many people would say it's disgusting, but not me. And I just wanted to eat the thing out. And I was thought, my God, what is this thing? Well, then I saw her in the sauna a little later, and she had these unbelievably huge and erect, would you believe it, lips. I said, my God, I can't take this. So I got a little excited. Now, I didn't bother with this because I figured, well, She already has a girlfriend. I don't want to rain on their parade. But anyway, then I found somebody who started staring at my vagina. And so she started grabbing my cunt in the steam room. And I was like, you can't do this. I have an appointment at noon. And I can't. You can't be touching my lips. I got an appointment at noon. And you can't be touching my lips when there's people that could walk by. So she said, okay. And then I went and I cleaned my my urethra. And I went to the, I did my self-exam. And I, on my mastectomy scars. And then I went to the, I washed my hair. I dried my hair. I'm in the mirror. And she's still walking around me kind of looking. And I says, oh. And then I go to the toilet. I thought, well, let's see what happens with this. I said, go to the toilet. And there's a giant thank God for the handicapped toilets. And I said, and I see that she's going to urinate in the other, they have female urinals with Lady J's at this gym. Don't ask why. You know what I mean? Lady J's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they have disposable Lady J's so that women can stand up and pee. I don't know why, but it's nice. And,
thanks.
Sort of like a men's room. And so I see she's using the Lady J, and I motion her, come into the toilet with me. And then she ate me out, and then she fingered me through for fruition, and I told her to get out. Hello?
Oh, that's a crazy story, Matt.
Did you get your pussy wet thinking about it?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, that is actually a crazy story. You must look good right now.
Why?
If somebody just wants to finger you right in the gym, that's good.
It doesn't mean anything.
Well, at least you don't have lobster claws.
Now I'm looking. There's a video that says most active videos, world's deepest living fishes. See, that's when I know there is some sort of a divine spirit of the universe making things sort of click.
Which is why? Because there's fishes that live down there?
Well, no, because there's a video that says world's deepest living fishes. That's how I felt in my vagina today. You know, like, do you ever feel like you have a Deep Space Nine in your vagina? Or like a sea turtle or one of those squids that nobody sees. Because, you know, you want to get all up in there. But the only way you're going to get up in there really is if you get yourself a hysterectomy and look at it. You can't. It's like a squid. It's like those deep sea squids. You've never seen them unless they're dead. The giant squids, the largest animal in the ocean. You never see them unless they're dead. What do you call it? Uterus. Am I
it's
right?
It's like a giant uterus. I just had another stinky fart.
What did you eat to cause that? Eggs?
No, I ate a lot of stuff today, as usual, but I made me and Christopher dinner, but then I ate the whole entire container of the ice cream, so I think that's what's going on right now. But I want more.
I love dairy products. I love being lactose intolerant. It makes me want to eat and shit. I have no pity for people that are lactose intolerant and therefore don't eat milk. I think that's idiotic. I think lactose intolerance is a gift.
Yeah, I mean, anything, you know, I mean, anytime I have like anything wrong with me and I puke, I'm like, well, I lost a little weight. I mean, that's the way of the lady.
I just like to explode doodly.
I know. I like a good shit.
Oh, yeah.
I was constipated last week for so long, and it was before my Dakar show. And I was like, if I don't shit myself before the Dakar show, I'm going to have to wear a maternity dress because my stomach is like pregnant with a shit baby. That's how long
nervous?
I've been. I mean, I was nervous right before
were
the show, but that's not why.
A lot of cheese? Shit.
No. I don't know what the hell was wrong with me.
You weren't eating a lot of cheese?
I took all these like, laxatives and everything, like herbal laxatives.
You know what
still.
Helps me when I'm constipated, which is never, but when I do, when I'm shitting normally and I want to shit like a crazy, I go and I eat these dried blueberries from the Trader Joe's. And what's wonderful about it is they turn out, they go into you and then they come out of you like little tiny M80s. Each one of them has turned
into
its own.
Oh my God, really?
Private explosive shit. Oh yes, it's like bam, 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 bam. It's like fireworks.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, it's like this should be only on the 4th of July.
I'm going to try that. I've had the dried blueberries, but I guess not enough to get that effect. That sounds great.
So are you going to go to break the fast anywhere, even though you're not fasting?
My God, please. I broke the fast all day. It's
no,
so
I know,
sad.
But I mean, are you? Of course, you're. So did I. But I'm still going to go to break the fast at my sister's house and lie to people. Are you?
No.
Why not?
Because where am I going to go? Jews don't like me.
You don't have a place to break the fast, the non-existent fast?
No.
Well, I
but
think
that's
the
okay,
Reds are
because I was in a Passover book this year, a Passover anthology, so that was good.
What do you mean?
A poem of mine was published in a Passover anthology.
Can you read it?
No, but do you want me to really? No.
Yes.
No, I won't. No, it's called Dayenu. We were supposed to write like poem about any part of the service that you wanted.
The cervix?
Yeah. But you know what was the best part about it? Have you seen this? This is the best Passover thing I have right now. You know how there was the 10 plagues of Egypt?
Of course.
Okay. Well, did you know that like there's some kosher chocolate places that make like chocolate Passover plates? Have you ever seen that?
No, I have not. The actual like Seder plate?
Yeah, it's like
no,
the Seder plate,
that.
But all made of chocolate. And it's like, they're like candy-coated little chicken bone, little piece of parsley, but it's all chocolate. It just
you mean
looks
even
like it.
The items on the sauce?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But they're all chocolate.
It sounds delicious.
Like for a little pasta. Oh, it is to die
I'm
for.
I'm getting hungry.
So you could get it all different sizes. You could get like a little one the size of like a 45 LP or EP, whatever.
What
size
about
of
the
45.
Chorosis? What do they do for chorosis?
It's just a little blob of chocolate that looks like it's chopped up. It's just like candy coated. It's not like a perfect, you know, rendition. But so they have the little ones like the size of a 45 all the way up to like a big, fucker, like a
oh,
foot
I'm
and a
drooling.
Half wide.
Oh my God, I'm drooling.
It's so good. Okay, I'll send you a link to that too. But
no,
the
I
best thing
link
ever.
Torture me.
Listen, they also have. They had a box of chocolates that I ordered.
Chocolate clitoris.
That was. Listen, no, it was chocolate 10 plagues of Egypt. It was the most upsetting. It had like a
that
locust.
I want a link to
a
that.
Baby. Listen to this. A baby cradle
oh,
to
no.
represent the dead firstborn. Oh my God! I have
I
to
have
find
to see
the
that.
Cradle.
Oh my God! That I am. I, will
I
get
was.
That for
it was the best thing ever. We got to put the pic. Can that be the picture, please, for this episode?
You know what? I'm so lazy and tired that I can't guarantee anything interesting for the album art. But if you do it.
Dude, I'll send you the JPEG, but I can't even get my own fucking Gravatar to show up.
Well, that being because you're an idiot. All you have to do is go to that Gravatar website that somebody...
I did.
And what did you fill it out?
Yes.
Okay, the key is you have to, when you comment, you have to use the same email that you used to sign up the Gravatar.
I'm doing that.
It's linked by the email.
I'm doing that.
Well, then you didn't activate it. Ask Matt Burgess. He knows.
I did activate it. You made me the link, and then I did it.
Just talk to Matt Burgess. He's the one that wanted you on this show. He can deal with the consequences.
Yeah, it's his problem. Let Australia handle this, okay?
Yeah, Australia
the whole
likes
damn country.
You.
Australia loves
you.
The Rachel. Okay, look at that one. There's the Passover plate, okay?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to get so wet from this piss.
No, hold on.
Have you ever had
hold
a
on.
Chocolate pizza?
Have you ever seen this? Here comes Christopher.
Oh my
who
God.
Doesn't know he has a Jew fetish. Look at it. So
but
there's the large
it,
state plate.
I pictured it as all brown, but it's actually
no,
colored.
They're actually like candy colored. And it's chocolate. They're just colored. Hold on. I have to find the 10 plagues of Egypt. You're going to die. It
oh
is
my God,
amazing.
I want to eat it. Is that white chocolate in the egg?
I don't know. It could be candy coated or it could be
oh,
white
I'm
chocolate.
I'm so hungry.
Wait till you see the 10 plagues. I mean, it's really hardcore. God damn it.
Well,
where is
still
it?
Is for, it should still be under Passover because the 10 plagues are for Passover.
I know, but I don't see a Passover section. Do you?
No, but what?
I see part of
oh,
candy
what's
by the
oh, what's weird, though, is look at the URL. Lapse, like prolapse. It's lapse.html. Do you see that?
No, because I'm already on another page.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Simcha
Platters
Suites.
Baskets.
What?
But don't you just even love the Seder plate? But if you go look at other ones, you can also see ones that are all chocolate. They're all dark without
Oh, here I found it. It's on the same site. The Plagues, I found it.
Where is it?
Here, I'm sending you the link. I want you to get your all excited, though, in anticipation. Are you?
I'm fucking excited. Trust me. I ordered it this year. It was like $40, and I ordered it.
Wow. Oh, my God. It does have a baby cradle. Oh, my God.
Isn't that offensive? It's the best thing. It has everything.
What is that? Is that blood? Oh, is that, what is that with the... It's
remember,
red.
It didn't it rain blood?
One of them is a nipple. What is that? Oh, boils. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the boils. There it is. Babe, look at this. Jesus. The 10 plagues of Egypt.
Oh, my God.
It's so... it is not awesome. It's like the most offensive thing. Locusts, frogs, firstborn.
What? Wait a second. Okay, what is I'll the cow? What is the cow?
It's fucking fucked up in its fucked upness. It's
unbelievable. Did I show you what my dad... I didn't show you. I told the rest of the audience. They've all seen this, but I don't think I showed you what my dad sent me for Passover. I mean, for Rosh Hashanah.
For Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah, what?
Wait, I got to find this fucking thing to send. I mean, I have it.
Isn't that insane, Chris?
Here, send it. You got to accept it.
Okay. Fine.
In your Skype. Accept. Are you accepting
Shut
it?
Shut up.
Do it.
I am.
Do it now. How come it doesn't say you accepted it?
Oh, well, there. I don't know,
okay,
but I did.
Okay, it is now. You're going to like this.
I can't wait. Just because I don't listen to your show. Listen, you know what? I don't have any time. I have a lot of issues.
Oh. Are you kidding? I don't even have time to make the shows. Let alone
I know. If you did, you would put me up.
I hate doing it sometimes. The only reason I do it is because I have such nice listeners. Are you sending me that?
I know. I love my listeners so much. I'm sending you the picture to use for the image for this.
Okay.
Okay, now yours is done. Where's yours?
Click on. I guess you got to click on it.
I'm trying to.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Help her. She's doing
I have too many fucking... You know what?
Just double click on the thing where it says file transfers. Just double click on it.
I close all my windows.
Shut up. It's under Skype. If you go to window under Skype, the window menu, and then go to file transfers, just press command 6, the number 6. And you should see that list that says file transfers. Do you see it? I can't believe I have to do computer lessons on my fucking show.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, that's nice. That's amazing.
What does it say?
Happy New Year. Please vote for the Schwarze.
Isn't that horrible? Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm sending that to everybody I know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, not Jesus. The Schwarze.
Okay,
although
so,
Jesus probably was black.
So what is the cow? Well, he had facial wasting, so I think he had AIDS. What is the cow? The significance of the cow?
That was amazing. Okay, so let's see.
And what's the line?
Let me get the picture. Hold on.
I can't believe the boil. And okay, it has a pustule in the middle of the boil.
It's I know, like, I love it. Like the cow was, remember that there was a plague. It was a plague that caused a famine, a disease of the famine that killed the livestock.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then why the lion?
So that's what it's
why the lion and the snowflake?
Snowflake, hold on. Let me look what it is. I think the snowflake is the hail. Remember, there's hail and fire?
Oh.
Like fire and brimstone.
And that's
hold
the
on.
Star?
Hold on. Let me get to the star. What are you talking about?
There's a star in it. A yellow star.
Let me open it. Just a minute. Jesus, I'm lost.
You obviously don't have a photographic memory.
Well, I just was looking at it.
And then it says happy Passover. There's nothing happy about Jewish holidays. Nothing. It's all passive-aggressive shit.
I know. It's, like, hilarious. Like, all the holidays are, like, the same as all how fucked up Jews act.
I mean, it's so fucked up.
So that's why I wrote Dayenu.
Oh, good.
My poem from the Passover thing.
Is it in your book that you haven't sent me and you won't?
Yeah, but I will.
Right.
I've just been busy with my goddamn fucking car accident, okay? I have no car.
Well,
nothing.
How long does a car accident take? What, a half a second?
Yeah, but I'm fucking trapped, so I can't even go mail shit. But Chris is helping me a lot. Don't get me wrong, but...
You don't have a mailbox on your streak?
No.
You can't. Oh, you're in LA. You can't walk.
It's very dangerous. No, I'm just kidding.
I take my bike and I walk. I walk everywhere. I don't even have a car. You know, like I can. Oh my God, I have to take Trotsky to the vet tomorrow to get his travel papers.
Oh, where are you going?
Miami.
Oh, that's
Rachel,
right.
Rachel.
Why does they need to papers to travel even in the country? I know you have to go. I have to go too.
No,
so
I do, but I want to know. I want you to explain what this fucking lion is on the template.
That's what I was getting back to. Okay,
the
star
lion. And the snowflake. Oh, the snowflake you said is hail.
No, I think that thing, remember with the blood drops falling, that white thing?
Yeah.
I think that's the hail of blood, actually. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, was
four.
The hail of blood? I thought it was just hail. Oh,
the first plague.
I'm such a Jew. How come I went to all this fucking...
It's blood everywhere. Yeah,
you
you're
know
right.
How much money my parents spent on fucking Hebrew school, and I don't even know this? Fucking the fucking 10 plagues?
And I don't know anything like that.
Well, let's Google them. Hold
but
on.
I know that they're the frogs. We know about that.
Okay, hold on.
The blood is the river turning to blood.
The beginning of the curses, whatever that means. Blood, frogs, gnats. Or gnats.
Yeah, they're in order. They're in order.
Oh, gnats, that looked like a spider, not a gnat. Okay, but fine. Flies and beasts.
It's other bugs, not just gnats. It's like a bunch of bugs.
It said flies and beasts. Oh,
that's the lion.
Flies or wild animals. Those are totally... Oh, it says that the correct translation is unclear. So it could be flies or it could be...
Well, I'm glad that they already had the insect for that one. And then we have locusts coming up. They chose the lion.
Pestilence.
Which is a cow. See, they're in order.
Oh, from Hebrew order. Right to left. Oh, no. I see what you're saying. It's a circle. It's clockwise.
Make me want to commit suicide.
Well, that would be like, you can only do that once. Let's see.
Oh, you know what I'm going to send you? I'm going to send you a fabulous George Carlin file I made to honor him after he died.
Okay.
About death and suicide.
You have to understand, you have to send me anything you want in the show, you have to send me before I post it, because I don't touch the show.
Do send you really fast. Yeah, I sent you really fast last
Everything
time.
You sent me last time was after I posted the show. Darkness.
But I still sent as fast as I could.
Locusts, and then darkness. Oh, the star represents darkness. You know, some real dorky grandma did this, because these are like really dumb representations. Why would you make
Who cares? The whole point is they made chocolate plagues.
No, I'm
it's
into
disgusting
it.
Disgusting anyway.
I'm going to order it.
Well, I'll fucking eat it, yeah.
Death of the Firstborn
okay, hold on.
Is the best, though. A baby carriage. A chocolate baby carriage.
I know. The baby carriage. Okay, I just sent you the... you send it of the George Carlin tribute. Put it at the end of the show, okay? It's so good.
I need something for the beginning of the show, too.
But it's long. It's like 12 minutes. What do you want for the beginning? I'll send you something else.
Something with your mom yelling at you, maybe? Or something of you, something of you that I haven't ever played before in the show? Some poetry or something?
I don't even have any new poems. I mean, I do have some.
I can make one up. I did one. I did one for you about, well, it wasn't mine, but it's about obesity and everything. You said you liked it, even though you were lying.
I did. Oh my God, I just had one of my stinky farts again. Wait, what I was going to tell you before is there's a Carvel near me I found. Did I tell you about that last show? Carvel
no,
ice cream.
I love Carvel. It's only on the East Coast. They don't have it here.
It's impossible to find California. Impossible.
Well, actually, we have it at the Jewel. Only, you know, like a grocery store, but it's not the same. It's like...
The ice cream cakes in the store, but yeah, it's not the same. But I found an actual Carvel, and it was so good. And I actually, that's why I was craving the cake batter ice cream today, because they had cake flavor. You know how their ice cream that's scooped is actually their soft serve mixed with flavor?
Carvel for me was also all about the soft serve.
Yeah, but
it took me years to actually, like, I only liked soft serve till I was like 15.
We love soft serve too. Christopher has a big obsession too. Do you know about Flake Bar from England, even though you hate other English speaking countries?
What's it called?
Like I do. But have you had Flake Bar?
Flake? Like you?
Yes.
No, I never heard of
it. It's like Cadbury chocolate.
Oh, stop talking about food. You're making me so fucking hungry.
It's really, really thin, like layers and layers, but just chocolate, not wafers, pure chocolate. But it's really thin, so it crumbles. So they make this thing called a 99 flake, and it's really thick, soft serve ice cream.
Oh, my God.
And then they stick a Flake Bar down the middle because it's like a tube.
Stop it.
I'm going to send you a picture of me and my friend Cam eating a flake, 99 flake.
Does she have big lips, too?
Mm-hmm. She has to fucking unfurl them like a fucking Dead Sea Scroll.
Okay, Rachel, the shoemaker's daughter. We have to end because I have to get
Okay, fine,
to
hold
sleep.
On. Did you get the George Carlin file?
Yeah, I got it. It's in my iTunes.
I think that we topped ourselves. I think this podcast is worse in a way.
It's really up to the audience to say.
Well, I think I was more entertaining at least than last one. I don't even care. I hate everyone.
Let me look
the other thing I get to tell you is that I did a show this weekend, like a performance art piece, where I had little kids inside of a dog kennel.
Retarded ones?
No, they were regular.
Oh, well, you're saying retarded kids aren't regular because they have lobster claws, baby hands.
Yes.
That's sexist.
I know. But it doesn't matter because I fuck black guys.
But they make fun of baby hand on Saturday Night Live. You have to watch the skit where they did it. They had a girl with baby hand and she had like actual baby dolls for hands. Like, hello?
That's very surreal. Is it like a recent episode?
It was really good. It was last week. It's really good. You can find it on YouTube. It was like from the Lawrence Welk show. That's just fucking soft serve ice cream. What are you talking about?
You see that brown stick sticking out of the top of them? That's a flake bar inside. I said it was.
You're getting more Jewish every fucking second. You look like you could easily. You look like all of my relatives.
Madge.
I can't see it. It's like too low resolution. It looks like you're just got like a turd in there.
That's what it. Flake bar does look like a turd.
I need to see it better. I guess I
can
Google it.
Remember how you're asking if I got wet from your fingering story?
Flake. Oh, now you're finally feeling it because your lips are so big.
I was gonna say is like the kind of person I am is like.
Oh, I see it. I see it.
Good.
Oh, it looks delicious.
So look at how big my cam is. Do you see how big they made hers?
Oh, God, that looks good.
See, man, that's how I get aroused about ice cream. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I just sent you a good picture of one.
I'm saying this wrong.
I like it because it looks like the duty.
I get very aroused by Chris, but I don't have sexual dreams.
We're both talking.
Because I'm sexually
it looks
satisfied.
Like duty. I love it. It looks like a piece of duty.
It does look like a skinny piece of poo.
Now, did you see what I just sent you? Oh, they have a flake Easter egg, too. Come on, read it. But Cadbury is the one that they have melamine. They were just banned.
Do they have a flake Easter egg?
No, listen, Cadbury was banned from three countries, including Australia, where you have fans, because the Chinese are putting melamine in it, which is what killed all these babies.
That's okay.
Melamine.
Melamine.
Did you see the picture I sent?
Cadbury just got banned in three countries, including Australia, because the Chinese were putting melamine in it, which is the chemical that killed all those babies in the toys.
Are you looking at it or not?
They probably have it in the 10 Plagues of Egypt chocolate, too. Melamine.
Did you look at it? What picture I sent you?
Oh, hold on. God damn it.
Oh, it looks
can we
so
hang up? It's 20 minutes past end time.
Yeah,
I want to
just look at this.
Hey, I'm trying. It's going. Yeah, that's the flake
part. Oh, it looks so good. Can you get them here? I guess so.
Yeah, you got to go to like a British store.
I know where they sell European shit.
Yeah, honey, it's like being a drug addict. How does a drug addict go?
Oh, it looks so good. I want it now. I want to put it in my...
I'm freaking out for the bar right now, Chris.
You know what it looks like?
She's
do you ever
screaming.
Have...
Look, it's a computer screen.
You know, you know what it looks like, Ray Pichel? Have you ever had like... And really itchy ass where it feels like there's something like an emery board in your ass poking you from the inside.
It's not like far.
Wait, hold on. We're getting a Skype sound. Hello?
I'm here. Sorry. Chris
Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever had that inside at your butt emery board feeling?
Like after you take a shit when you ate something spicy?
I haven't had this feeling, but I used to get it when I was a kid. But it's kind of like you have this, like, it almost feels like you have a turd that's in your butt that's really hard and it won't come out.
Well, yeah, I know that feeling.
Okay, see, this bar looks like what I would always imagine that to look like.
But it is, but it's so much more delicious.
Well, I've never eaten the duty, the emery board shit feeling thing, but this looks so good. Oh, my God. Will you send me some in the box with
that's
the book you're never going to send
Chris
me?
Chris just said, should we send Matt some? Chris just loves you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I gotta have it. I'm gonna take it in the bathroom
like
with me at the
freaking out.
I'm gonna put it in my pussy and get it eaten out. Oh, yeah.
It'll melt fast if you stick it in there. That's disgusting. I'm not into food sex.
Well, I'm into food in my vagina, whatever that's called.
I'm not.
I'll do
it. I feel yeasty already just to think about it.
All right, we're done with this pilgrim. Oh my God, 74 minutes? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, can
me.
We please? I know. Maybe we, this is the sixth sense part. Maybe we killed ourselves in an
maybe
hour.
Maybe we can turn back time and make the show never happen.
Please turn back time and make the show never happen.
All right, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, so thank play share at the end. Play if I could turn back time.
Okay, that's good.
Fuck you.
Talk to you next week. Your birthday.
Next time we talk, it'll be my birthday.
I know.
I'll be barely legal, and then I'll be legal. 18 years old next Wednesday.
Good Yom Tov. May you be inscribed in the Book of Life, even though you didn't fast.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm already in the Mormon tablets.
But it's like we're the kind of Jews, we eat more on Yom Kippur.
I know. We can't help it. But that's the real Jew way, huh?
No.
It's the true Jew, like we self-abuse.
Right. Okay, well, lovely talking to you, not really twice. See you next week.
Oh, God. Have fun breaking the fast with your sister.
Tell your mother hello for me, for real.
Okay, she went saw a psychic today. I'm going to call her and see how it was right now.
Okay, goodbye.
Love you, bye.
Yay, it ended.
We are gathered here today on this sorrowful occasion to say goodbye to the dearly departed. He was dearly and he has departed. Thus, that's why we call him the dearly departed. In other words, the nigga dead. As you can see him laying here, I've been here 3 days, the boy ain't moved a muscle. So I know the nigga dead. And it seemed that death was quite a surprise to his ass. Didn't think you was ever gonna die, did you, nigga? I told you about fucking around what was gonna happen. However, he faced the ultimate test. As each man and woman must eventually face the ultimate test. And the ultimate test is, let me repeat that. The ultimate test is whether or not you can survive death. That's the ultimate test for your ass, ain't it? So far, don't nobody we know have passed the ultimate test. Least of all, this nigga laying here.
Jeez, I hope I don't die. Oh, by the way, you're all going to die. I didn't mean to remind you of it, but it is on your schedule. Yeah. Won't come when you want. It's always off a little.
What? Now, here on the freeway?
Mm-hmm. Thought surely I'd be home lying down. Comics are supposed to worry about dying, you know? Don't want to die out there, man. Jeez, I was dying. It was death out there. Like a morgue. On the other hand, if he succeeds, if he makes you laugh, he can say, I killed him. Knocked him dead. Why is there so much violence mixed up with comedy, you know, which should be so much fun? It's all dying bombing. He bombed, or else he was a riot. A real scream. Cracked up laughing at him. He broke me up too. I busted a gut laughing. My friend was in stitches. He fractures me with his punchlines and his gags. Slapstick. Knee slapping, side splitting, rib splitting, gut busting. Laugh, I thought I'd die.
but I just wanted to talk about regular dying. Plain old cacking out. Some people think cacking out means to go to sleep. Dying. The big cackaroo. We're all going to go? When will it be? You know, it should be, instead of sort of a fear thing, it should be sort of fun. Kind of a, you know, the next big adventure. We're going to find out where we go. That's what we've all been talking about. Where the hell do you go? I don't know. You must go somewhere, maybe. Phil has an idea. I know, I heard Phil. But where do you go? I don't know. You're going to find out. Hope it isn't nowhere, man. Think you go where you think you're going to go. Whatever you dwell on. Did you ever hear those guys? Oh, don't pray for me. Don't waste your prayers on me. I'm going to hell. He is. If Monty Hall dies, he'll probably go behind door number 4. What do you think? Suicide is for people who can't wait to find out where the hell it is you. Holy shit, I've been waiting a long time. I don't have many nights like that. But when you think about it, you know, kind of a goof man. You know. Suicide. I always picture myself on a ledge. It's got to be a little show business involved. You don't want to slump over a porcelain fixture. Let me get up here. Hey. Set the record, be the first guy to reach the double yellow line. Have your picture in the centerfold of the newspaper. Actually, a picture of the building with a dotted line showing Leaper's Path. Suicide. Suppose you worked on the suicide hotline, helping people, talking them out of it. That's your job. Hello, suicide hotline. And one morning you wake up a little depressed. Should you call in sick? I'd like to see a top salesman commit suicide. Really persuasive guy. Up on the ledge. And the priest talks him out of it. And he talks the priest into it. People say maybe you come back. Reincarnation. Do you think so? Well, it doesn't seem mathematically possible to me, man. Because at one time, all we had on the Earth was 6 people, you know. I avoid 2 because it's controversial. But 6, most people agree, oh, fuck yeah, we had 6 at one time. No. 6 people, 6 souls. Cool. They died, souls went back to the place. 6 new people, souls. Whew. Still 6 souls. Now we have 4 billion people. Claiming to have souls. Someone is printing up souls. And it lowers their value, you know. When I die, I don't want to go through that funeral. Sure, a funeral. Hey, when you die, you get more popular than you've ever been. In your whole life, you get more flowers when you die than you ever got at all. They all arrive at once, too late. People say the nicest things about you. They'll make shit up if they have to. Huh? Oh, yeah, he's an asshole. But a well-meaning asshole. Yeah, poor Bill is dead. Yeah, poor Bill is dead. Poor Tom is gone. Yeah, poor Tom. Poor John died. Yeah, John. What about Ed? No, Ed, that motherfucker, he's still alive, man. Get him out of here. Yeah, your approval curve goes way up. You might just be in one of those funerals where you're lying in the coffin, you know, folks looking at you. They do have them. Open it up, I want to see them. And you're lying there. They come by. The first thing they do, after blessing themselves, if they do that, is subtract their age from yours. Figure at a minimum what they have still to live. They don't know you're lying there with no back in your jacket and short pants on. Shit. Embarrassed by the rouge. And they say, geez, don't he look good? He's dead, man. I know, but he never looked that good. I don't want to have a funeral like that. And I don't want to be cremated either. I want to be blown up. There he goes! God, I love him. I figured out a way to commit the perfect murder. Again, you know, you gotta think of something. You pick one guy up by his ankles, and you kill another guy with him. And they both die, and there's no murder weapon. What happened here, Sarge? I don't know. Looks like a pedestrian accident to me. They must have been moving at quite a clip. Suppose you're in death row. They got to give you that meal. That last meal. They don't want to hear elephant steaks and shit like that. But within reason, your last meal, man. And suppose you can't decide between steak and lobster. That's it. Can't decide. I don't know. Polygraph, truth serum, man doesn't know. 6 months alive, can't decide. They'd have to let you live. They can't drag you down the last mile screaming, I can't decide. And then one day, finally, oh, okay, all right, okay. Give me the steak. How'd you want that cooked? Oh, I don't know. They say you have a flashback just before you die. See your life over again, kind of a little movie, a little newsreel. Again, it doesn't seem mathematically possible. Yeah? Okay, you're out in the surf. Second, third time. You're about to die. The movie starts. Now you've got to see the whole movie, including the ending, which involves arriving at the beach, walking out into the surf, and having the movie start. You gotta see it again. Thanks to the movie, we can never die. Well, I say if you're gonna die, die big. Entertain those you leave behind. Posthumous reflexes. You know, dying takes place in the stages. And not all of the electrical energy in your brain is discharged when you're dead. Every now and then a corpse goes... Veterans know, no, that's just electricity. But I say, if we have this possibility, let's plan those reflexes. Do something entertaining. Roll over on the autopsy table. Cross your legs, scratch your balls, do something. Be fun. But you can entertain. And the only reason I suggest that you can have something to do with the way you die is a little known and less understood portion of death called the 2-minute warning. Obviously, many of you do not know about it. But just as in football, 2 minutes before you die, there is an audible warning. 2 minutes, get your shit together. And the reason we don't know about it is because the only people who hear it die. And they don't have a chance to explain, you know. I don't think we'd listen anyway. But there is a 2-minute warning, and I say use those 2 minutes. Entertain, uplift. Do something. Give a 2-minute speech. Everyone has a 2-minute speech in them. Something you know, something you love. Your vacation, man. 2 minutes. Really do it well. A lot of feeling, a lot of spirit, and build. Wax eloquent for the first time. Reach a peak. With about 5 seconds left, tell them, if this is not the truth, may God strike me dead. then on you command much more attention. Maybe you get your 2-minute warning and you're in the office. Get up and start your own funeral collection. What's the record, Bill? I'd like to top the record. Whatever your motive, you might be at an exercise program. Get up and volunteer for something strenuous. Do the Lindy Hops and refuse to stop when they do. Tell them you have a new exercise, the Hindu death exercise. Jump till you die. Maybe you get your 2-minute warning and you're in the audience at a faith healers program.
2 minutes.
Get up and get online with the Healies. Tell them you got the willies. Nobody knows what the willies look like anyway. Let's get online and time it right 15 seconds. And you kneel down, she puts her hands on your shoulder, and you die! God. Evangelist slays worshiper. 50,000 look on. Police sift clues. That's what they do, man. Sift clues. Like, take a look at the news. First of all, the headlines. 21 killed in 21 gun salute. Off-duty policeman shot by on-duty criminal. And a man with a power saw has been hit by a fallen tree. Police fired over the heads of rioters today. However, they killed 200 people living on the second floor. A physician in Florida claims that he is treating a 107-year-old woman who is pregnant. He claims that because of her advanced age, she will have a grown-up. A man has barricaded himself inside of his house. However, he is not armed, and no one is paying any attention to him. A Milwaukee man has been arrested for attempting to use food stamps to mail a watermelon. The Food and Drug Administration has announced that saliva causes stomach cancer. However, only when swallowed in small amounts over a long period of time. Here are the results of the latest Gallup poll. It seems that 48% of the people were not home. 32% of the people made believe they weren't home. And 20% of the people have no front door. Seventy-one people suffered numerous gunshot wounds in the feet today as two armed midgets ran amok in a downtown mall. Patrons of the tavern claim that the two entered riding horseyback, and the trouble started when the one on the bottom began to get drunk. In addition to the foot wounds, extensive damage to the baseboards and electrical outlets was also reported. Out at the lake in City Park today, police arrested a one-armed man who was bothering the other boaters by continuously rowing in a circle. A dog exploded on a busy downtown street corner. No one was killed. However, 20 people were overcome by fur. Police also estimate that somewhere between 100 and 150 fleas also lost their lives in the blast. To kind of wind up the news tonight, a team of medical scientists announced today that they have discovered a cure for apathy. However, they claim no one has shown the slightest bit of interest in it.